Xu Qing is a 42-year-old embroidery worker at an artwork company in Haiyuan, a county some 280 kilometers away from Ningxia's capital, Yingchuan. She earns up to 3,000 yuan each month. She says until recently she could not have imagined receiving such a high salary when she was spending most of her time farming and doing household work.
Actually, how much I earn is not at the top of my concern now. More importantly, through this job, I realized I myself actually can better contribute to the society. This is what makes me happy.
Haiyuan is one of the more than 500 counties across China which are officially recognized as being poverty-stricken. Traditional arts like embroidery and paper cutting have long been passed by local women from generation to generation. However, these arts have long been seen as ways to kill time in winter when there is little farming work to do, rather than a source of income. This is what the Haiyuan government is hoping to change. In the year 2015, local authorities established an industrial park, promising that makers of paper cutting and embroidery products would enjoy 3 years rent-free if they moved into the park. The park is currently home to around 20 companies, employing around 300 locals like Xu Qing. Last year, they generated 15 million yuan in revenue. Haiyuan is not alone. The Ningxia provincial government is pushing ahead with a giant program to boost the development of local cultural industries. Paper cutting, embroidery, and clay sculpting are seen as some of the key players in this push. Since the program was launched more than a year ago, millions of yuan have been earmarked from a special fund to provide subsidies to companies producing art and cultural products. Most of these companies have been small startups. Provincial official Wang Yaping has been leading the program.
Ningxia is doing its best to remedy a lack of development in cultural industries. We hope to use cultural affairs to help reduce poverty and to build a moderately prosperous society. This also gives a great boost to the creativity of us government officials.
As part of the program, Ningxia authorities have also invested some 120 million yuan over the last 2 years to build cultural facilities such as stages for performing arts and libraries in almost every village in the region. Authorities say enriching the spiritual life of the people living in poor areas is just an important part of the broader poverty alleviation efforts. Singing and dancing is becoming a daily routine for women in a village named Qingshan. Hao Zigen is a local village official.
The setting up of our cultural facility center has provided a place for villagers to dance and sing, do some reading and surf the internet. The center also serves as a place where we could organize the villagers to watch a drama or watch a movie.
74-year-old Dai Tianfu is a performer at Kuaiban, an oral storytelling performance popular in northern China. Dai is the owner of a courtyard in his home village of Taowa. The yard is now becoming a salon for amateur performing artists like Dai from nearby areas. Dai says apart from the yard itself, everything else, such as musical instrument and audio equipment, is actually sponsored by the government. For CRI, this is Ding Han.